Kia ora tato. Welcome to this week's edition of Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam, and this week we are looking at Beach House and their 2010 album Teen Dream, which is turning 10. So, Beach House, who are they? What is their sound? Well, they were formed in Baltimore in 2004 after Victoria Legrand and Alex Scally met in Baltimore's indie rock scene after graduating college. They started in quite a low-key fashion, producing and composing mostly programmed organ and guitar music, and they were very much influenced by the likes of the Cocteau Twins and This Mortal Coil, and even in these early years were basically experimenting and recording within the dream pop sort of area. And when I say dream pop, I'm talking about a style of music that first emerged in the 80s and has grown bigger and bigger since then. It's basically an atmospheric and heavily textured style of alternative music, kind of similar to shoegaze in many respects, neo-psychedelia, but bringing in more, I guess, melody to proceedings, more synths and less guitars and distortion. And Beach House had basically perfected this style of music come their first two albums, which came out in 2006 and 2008. So by 2010, they were pretty established as one of the new exciting dream pop acts of the late 2000s. And for this particular record, Teen Dream, the two of them, Victoria Legrand and Alex Scally, they'd been writing and demoing on the road in the tour leading up to this record. And they basically stored up a lot of their ideas, and they just needed a break from touring to sit down and record these ideas and turn it into an album. And on Teen Dream, they wanted to try a more sophisticated sound, so much that the demos were almost exactly the same as the final tracks. There wasn't that much change between demoing and the final recordings. With this desire for a more sophisticated sound, they also dialed back the reverb of their previous record, opting instead for a more cleaner sound. Of course, Beach House are very much known for their quite dense, heavily layered sound. This was something they scaled back quite a bit on here, and it wasn't your typical Beach House sound. So, without further ado, we're going to start with Silver Soul. This is track number 2, and this is a good example, straight away, of the dreamy nature of this album and Beach House's sound, but also the scaled-back nature of their dream pop sound that they were going for here.
Thank you.
95BFM, you're tuned into Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Teen Dream by Beach House, which is turning 10 years old. The track we're going to hear now is called Used to Be. This is track number 5 and the lead single from the record. And this is one of Beach House's most prominent songs of this period. It has more of an up-tempo feel to it compared with the previous track you heard, and it's not really your typical Beach House sound. BFM, you're listening to Anniversary Albums, and we are looking at Beach House, Teen Dream, which is turning 10 years old. So how was this album received, and what's its legacy been? Well, commercially, it did okay for an indie album. It reached number 43 in the Billboard charts, and number 78 in the UK. Remember, they weren't quite at the peak of their career yet, but they were building up, and certainly this was their breakthrough record. It received universal critical acclaim. Reviewers were impressed by Legrand's vocals and the change of sound that the duo were going for here. The acclaim was also seen in that the album was ranked in 25 Best of 2010 albums list featuring in the top 10 of over half of them. So yes, they definitely were seen as one of the, this was definitely seen as one of the best albums of 2010, that is for sure. It's since gone on to be seen as one of the best albums of the 2010s, and indeed one of Beach House's best records. NME voted it one of the 500 best albums of all time. Pitchfork voted it the 21st best album of the 2010s. It definitely is an essential dream pop album, and an album that Beach House continued to evolve out of on their future releases. And obviously, they've since gone on to release four more albums and have established themselves very much as one of the best dream pop records, best dream pop artists of all time. I mean, when you think of dream pop and recent dream pop artists, you definitely think Beach House. It's got to be Beach House. So we're going to finish on that note with a track called Real Love. This is track number 9. And this is a bit of a piano ballad, which takes away a lot of the synth layering of this album and reduces it right down to a basic arrangement, quite unlike your classic Beach House sound. It's a very beautiful track. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for tuning in. Starting next week, it is New Zealand Music Month, and as usual, as we do here on Anniversary Albums, I'm going to be looking at explicitly New Zealand records for the entirety of the month. I'm going to kick that off next week. I'm going to keep you hanging on what that first album's going to be, but be prepared for some classic New Zealand albums over the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that. Ka kite anō. Thanks for tuning in.
Land of life, watch the seabird.